Good morning, MGTOW man. Just recorded a whole video without any sound. And, I was recently in a position. Oh, that's why. I was recently in a position where I had to get looked after. And, one of the women who looked after me was, she was about in her 50s, or no, she would have been in her 60s, around about 60 or early 60s. And I study people, you know. You know, when I'm talking to you, I'm calculating, you know, sizing you up. And this woman was, you know, coming into my room late at night, you know, giving me food and, you know, sandwiches and coffee and shit, you know what I mean, and attending to a few other bits and pieces. And I could tell that she's raised a family and she's done a really good job of it, and she's had a couple of sons, you know, and she's been a good mother. And the reason why she knew how to be a good mother was because she come, I'd say, this is on the basis of probability. You know, when I read people, I go, yeah, you know what I mean. And that she's come from a family where she's got a pretty solid connection with her father. She's got a pretty solid sort of connection with her mother. And that there's also extended families in the range of grandparents, grandfathers and grandmothers. And there's also uncles and aunts and the people they marry and all these sorts of things, you know. And so she's come from a family that's, that looks like it's very well connected and it's stable and it's sane, you know. And so she wasn't there being the role of my mother, but she was in the role of being a woman who was caring for me. And one of the character, one of the things, you know, one of the things is I really liked her, and I thought she's one of the very few fucking women who, not at that time and place, but she was one of the very few fucking women who I would have liked to have invited into my bed and had sex with, you know what I mean? And because I like her as a person, you know. She's very caring and she's good and she's stable and she's sane, you know. And, yeah, that was quite good, that, you know. And what the other thing is that she, yeah, so that's one of the very few women who I would have liked to have slept with. And, yeah, and what I've also figured is that a lot of women come, this gets back into that sort of the Jews feeding us lies from each end and then making men the enemy and the women are the victims and divide and conquer. And these cunts have been destroying our families through legislation, through law, through the fucking Jew media, through the fucking people they, you know, get to do their bidding in political sort of spheres, you know, and how to manipulate all the circumstances under the sun and how they are just fucking cunts, you know. And I sort of really became aware of this. About 40 years ago, that there was, you know, public broadcasting radio stations and there was all sorts of wars going on, mainly by the fucking asshole Jew brainwashed women who were publicly calling all the women who wanted to have kids, who wanted to get married, who wanted to have kids, who wanted to be stay-at-home mums raising their children, you know what I mean? And they were calling them breeders. Like, you know, what? It's not... Because all these nasty fucking cunts weren't getting bred, and all the women who wanted to be bred, you know, to have families, they were calling them that as a slur. And so, you know, these feminists are absolute fucking dog shit human beings. And, you know, so they're shaming and bullying and slagging off the women who did want to have families, you know. And they're at it and at it and at it and at it and at it, you know. Breaking up the families, breaking up, stopping having children, you know, just this fucking, this political circus of cunts, you know, and this is one of the sort of more subtle things I've become aware of, is that, you know, not having been pregnant recently, but what I became aware of was that, you know, these fucking communist indoctrinated cunts of women with all their Jew mind fuckery were declaring that being, you know, when someone's pregnant, you know, and the weather's, you know, we're not talking about, you know, being in reasonable sort of weather conditions, that, you know, when you're really, your belly's really big, getting shoes on and off and all this sort of stuff is a significant sort of an issue. Not a fucking impossible issue, but it's like, fuck it. You know, I'm too pregnant and it's too hard and I can't be fucked doing it, you know. So I'm just not going to put any shoes on. So being at home and being barefoot is a good choice. I'm comfortable being without shoes because I'm really, really pregnant, you know. So that's a really good choice, you know. It's like saying, well, if it's, say, like 40 degrees or something, you know, saying I'll just get up, get dressed and just wear my jocks around the house, you know, my underwear, because it's fucking hot, you know. I can't be fucked, it's too hot, too humid. I'm just going to get up and have a fucking, get a big jug of water, you know, and you know, 42-43 degrees Celsius, I'm just going to go back to bed and just drink water, you know. And same thing. Too hot, you know. I'll wait till it cools down a bit and then get up and do something else, you know. So, when these fucking women, these communist indoctrinated cunts of human beings, start picking fights with the other women, saying, oh, you're at home and barefoot and pregnant, oh, how degrading, how humiliating, you know, what a fucking kind of an experience, oh, the patriarchy, you know, all this sort of shit. And, oh, fuck. You know, so that's another one of these, you know, cuntish fucking myths of oppression by the Jews, and they're indoctrinating their fucking, you know, women are victims bullshit, you know. You know, and you know, if I was really pregnant and I didn't really need to put shoes on, I wouldn't put fucking shoes on. I'd just go around the house being barefoot and pregnant and just fucking enjoying the fact that I didn't have to put shoes on, you know. And, yeah. So all these little myths that go around society, that's due fucking bullshit. It's just divide and conquer. You're oppressed. Complain. Oh, I'm a victim. How terrible. Imagine being barefoot and pregnant. What an awful thing. It's when it's not, you know, being barefoot and pregnant is a really fucking good thing that you didn't have to try and get fucking shoes on when you got a gut the size of a bloody basketball and you're kind of fucking exhausted and you can't be fucked getting down and trying to tie laces or bloody whatever. It's just easier not to put the shoes on, you know? So, yeah, don't, you know, these fucking evil cunts and their bloody... It's in the media, it's in the fucking Jew-owned media, it's in the Jew-owned magazines, it's in the Jew-owned, you know, these fucking propaganda-writing cunts. You know, any woman that says, oh, you know, you're a victim, you're a fucking victim. Oh, the oppressed, imagine how hard done by you are because you're barefoot and pregnant, you know, when on the basis of comfort and all this sort of stuff, if I was really pregnant, I'd be saying, fuck, I don't want to put shoes on today. It's just too fucking hard, you know what I mean? I think I'll just walk around the house without shoes on. I'm comfortable. That's a good decision. I like that. And these cunts, these fucking feminist cunts are calling it oppression. Fuck them. You know, don't fall for the bullshit. Think about things. So I've had that experience. One woman who's been mothered really well and she looked after me, and that was one of the very few women I've ever wanted to, you know, just not fuck as in fucking, you know, but I would have liked to have fucked her because I really like her and she was good to me, you know. And I had someone who I would have liked to have just spent a little bit of time with and taken good care of and being nice and had a good fuck too, you know. You know, intimacy, you know. But, you know, you've got to come from a strong family. You've got to have a sane... You've got to have a sane father and a sane mother who can role model how to have these relationships, who can role model how to do a really good job on raising your own kids, you know what I mean? And how to be, you know, how to be good at it. So if you don't get that, how in the fuck can you do something that you just don't know how to do? You know, so thank you Jew cunts and all your feminist bullshit, you know, destroying the family and just lying to us about every fucking thing to do with families and parenting and raising children and relationships and everything. You know, don't swallow the bullshit. Be prepared to hand it back. You know, I have seen the fucking cunts. They're brainwashed with bullshit feminists, you know, screeching, oh, you're just a fucking breeder. You stay at home mother, you're just a fucking breeder. You know, I've seen them doing it. I've heard them doing it. I've read them doing it, you know. So, yeah, women are fucking brainwashed. Women who are brainwashed with this feminist bullshit, you know, this Jew mind fuckery, are absolute cunts. And all, and they're picking on the women who wanted to stay home and have children and to be mothers, you know? Yeah, I'll end this here, lest I repeat it myself. Ad nauseam. Signing off.